Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. For years, scientists have been trying to grow human cells in culture, but the cells inevitably died out. On October 4th, 1951, a poor African-American woman named Henrietta Lacks died from cervical cancer at age 31 at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Henrietta had a husband and five children. Scientists took samples of cancer cells from her tumor during surgery and tried to grow them in culture. For some uncertain but fortunate reasons, Henrietta's cells grew vigorously and became the first immortal human cell line. Her cells were called HeLa cells, using the first two letters of her first and last name. The HeLa cells are used in labs all over the world for all sorts of experiments. For example, testing the effects of drugs on human cancer cells outside the body. The pharmaceutical industry profited enormously from the use of HeLa cells. However, the cells were taken from Henrietta without her knowledge or permission, or the permission of her family. Nor did the family benefit financially from the profitable drugs that were developed using HeLa cells. In 2013, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, said that all NIH-sponsored research using HeLa cells would now require an acknowledgement of Henrietta Lacks. Also, from now on, her family descendants would be represented on a board deciding upon approval of research projects using HeLa cells. For a fuller story about Henrietta Lacks and HeLa cells, you can read the fascinating book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. As poor as she was, Henrietta gained what some of us would love to have, immortality. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.